Yeah, first of all, I'm disappointed and also annoyed because I'm a big believer in cup competition, and even in this competition, I want to win each of a game. I know that perhaps our life is right now in the following weeks a bit easier because there's less load, and also right now, thank God, a bit time when the international players will come back to work a bit with the team. That will help perhaps a bit. But first of all, I'm also disappointed we're not able to win this game today.
As you say, I mean, you have to keep a perspective about the personnel you weren't with. But defensively, there was some sort of traits that you saw last season that I would guess as a manager you would hope you need to deal with those and move forward. Now, you can't be as easy as you were in the second half to score against. You must feel that.
Yes, that's right. But if I'm honest, I have to be careful in order to punish my lads today too much, because 15 players away on international duty, and quite obviously they're international players, they're not our worst players. So that's for sure. In addition to that, without Grant Ennis and Byram, Xavi Quintilla, Ben Gibson not available, not yet. Ungern Best was not ready to start. I think we played a pretty solid first half with a better side, dominate the game. I have a feeling we could have created a bit more out of our dominance. And in the second half, till my centre back Tim Klose was injured, we had also everything under control. So out of the game, we didn't give one chance away. They had one or two set pieces till this moment. And Tim said he had to go out, and I had to move Alex Tete back. And the problem was not that Alex Tete played centre back position, but he was fantastic before in the midfield. And yeah, of course, we don't have to speak about the first two goals were of course too easy, and we gave it easy away. A penalty, yeah, was never a situation where they should get a penalty, and we reacted quite well, scored an equalizer, and I got the feeling the momentum is perhaps on our side. And in the second situation, we lost the easy one against one well on the wing, missed also to defend the crossing situation with desire, and we also not switched on in the center, of course. And these were mistakes. If I'm really honest, I also feel a bit for the lads, because they knew today it was for some of them, of course, a good chance to shine. And perhaps when everyone is there, it's not that they are always in the spotlight and always their first choice. And you hope a bit that they're able to grab the chance in order to bring them back also in competition and also for their individual ambitions. And then after such a game, you have to say, okay, listen, we need our best players back. Yeah, we need the 50 international players back. We need the players who were right now out, Xavi Quintilla, Imi Buendia, Hernandez, and also Ben Gibson. We need them in order to achieve our targets. And of course, it's also feel a bit sorry for the lads who were perhaps not able to grab that chance that much. Perhaps it was a bit a sign of some of them. Okay, they need a bit work till they are really ready to go. But and for that, I'm far away from accusing them. It's more like, okay, to say, okay, listen, no problem. Yeah, we have to work a bit on it, and one day you will be ready. And this is more like the attitude. Yeah, of course, I would have wished that they would have reacted a bit better and would have performed a bit better in general, also as a team and also on individual base, especially in the second half. Yeah, but we can't change it right now. So it's more like it's also a bit like not a reality check for me, because I knew it before, but sadly, also for some of them, also a bit like a reality check how difficult it is to be competitive on championship level. And because this will happen more or less 46 game days. They're a proper championship side, they have all players together, they stick together, they want to win the game. And you have to be good in all details in order to win points on this level. And yeah, for that, it was again a proof, what I said. So we are not the big favorite or something like this. For winning the title, each and three, you have to fight unbelievably hard for each and every point on this level, and we definitely need our best players.
Just a couple more if I can, Daniel. Tim Closer, can you give us an early update? What does he look like that he's done there in the second half, and is it a major issue moving forward?
Can't tell you right now. So it was seems to be a hit against his knee. So just watch the footage back. It didn't look too bad, but more like a dead leg or something like this, but I can't tell you at the moment how serious it actually is. He gave the sign that it was not possible for him to sprint anymore and to move, and for that, yeah, we had to bring Mario in on a bit deeper position. So at the moment, I see him a bit more in a competition to a number 10 position, and he had to play then the deeper role. And Alexetti was then out of the center. It was a bit difficult then for us to go for the on pretty solid. But yeah, I can't tell you how serious it is for Tim at the moment.
Two, I can away from the game. You mentioned him there. You've confirmed it last night. And also, we're talking about centre backs with Tim Closer, Ben Gibson. How good a piece of business do you feel that could be for the season ahead?
I'm pretty pleased that we're able to sign Ben Gibson because there are many, many things to like about him. I think he's a top experienced player on this level. He's a homegrown player. He's in a perfect age. He's got a great character, left-footed centre-back. So also our first left-footed centre-back. My feeling is he fits with his strengths perfectly to our game. He's a brilliant, brilliant bloke, brilliant lad. Shows a great character and big determination also to work for this club. So I'm pretty pleased that we're able, and compliment to Stuart, that we're able to bring a lot of his potential in. We have to be a bit careful in order to put too much load on his shoulder, because his last competitive game was in January 2019, and also like he was out of training with Burnley also during the recent months. I think we have to wait a bit till he's really physically perfectly prepared in order to be at his best. But nevertheless, I think it's quite important for us to have him, and I'm pretty pleased with his business.
Final one, Daniel, just a word. I'm sure you've already been asked. What do you make of those reports? Newcastle interested in Jamal Lewis. What can you tell us?
Yeah, I told it before, so not my topic at the moment, because last 24 hours I also told everyone I don't want to hear anything. I just want to concentrate on the game. I can't tell you if there are any news. So in general, I spoke a lot about the situation, how I judge this, and for me nothing has changed. If there is something in the background, it was more like up to the to Stuart, our sporting director, and to the board to make any decisions. You know how I judge this situation with him, but then up. I told you, so from the sporting point of view, we need our best players without any doubt. And if I could judge it selfish as a head coach, I wouldn't sell my best players, not for £100 million. Yeah? But I'm not naive. I know that decisions have to be made in the best interest of the club, and not just in the best interest of the head coach, or just from the sporting point of view. Yeah? If the board and if our sporting director has anyhow the situation that I think it's in the best interest for the club to do some business, believe me, they are definitely the best persons to decide this, because you can't have better persons in the position of a sporting director and also our board. And for that, my point is clear. I totally trust our key people, and they will take the decisions in the best interest of the club. But I can't tell you if there are any news, because I told everyone, so I just want to speak till the game is finished about nothing else, and just about this game.